The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here, and welcome to the show. On this week's program, we're going to hear from the winning high school sectional fishing team. There are sectional tournaments all over the state of Illinois starting last Thursday, even through to Monday, to go to the state championship in a couple of weeks down at Carlisle Lake. But we're going to be here from the winners of the Bussy Lake tournament, which was the Hershey High School fishing team, and it was Bob's Strudy, I hope I've said that right, and Felix Weirich. These two anglers were fishing tight to the shoreline, foot and a half of water, and they brought in a massive five fish limit, did a great job. But we're going to hear more about that from them as they go to their state finals. Then we're going to hear from our friend, Diane Warline. She's a PMTT angler and a very, very good angler. She's going to update on her last tournament that she had down south, and then some success coming up tournaments that are she's going to be at throughout the upper Midwest, her and her fishing partner, Amanda Wilson, who you heard last week on our program. We're looking forward to hearing from her. And then Dave Dewey, who's a guide in southern Wisconsin, is going to talk to us about how anglers did on the opening game fishing weekend in Wisconsin last weekend. That's right. It opened up on Saturday to a lot of activity in some lakes, kind of quiet in other lakes. So it was kind of a tough one to get a read on. So we're going to be trying to figure that out. And then in our final segment of the show, we're going to be getting some information on a possible new state record that hopefully will be verified on Monday. And we'll also have the Aiden Fishing Report, because we can't forget that one. That's the fishing report for my grandson, Aiden, in Western Michigan. Between fishing and hockey, I don't know when this guy has time to go to school. Well, that's going to end a couple of weeks, I guess, but I'm looking forward to that. And we'll have some other outdoor information, all for you, where? Right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Now let's hear from those two excited young anglers, Felix and Bob from Hershey High School. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And last Thursday was the IHSA sectional tournaments all over the place. And I do mean all over the place. And we happen to be at Bussy Lake, where the We Are the Champions. Oh, man. And let me, Coach Baker, you want to read that total weight?
14 pounds, 2 ounces.
All right, you guys caught five fish. Let's go down. Bob, tell me about your day out here with the sectional.
It was absolutely incredible. We went out and we caught our first fish within 30 minutes. And then after that, we just kept fishing relatively the same bay for the entire time. We did around 3 laps of this bay in total, and we just kept catching a bigger fish and a bigger fish every time. We ended up catching, I think, 10 in total, and our best 5 were the ones we kept.
The ones that you kept. Now, in the past years at the tournament, you guys were mentioning up in front of everybody that you were the successful winners of fourth place, right?
So for the last like 3 or 4 years consistently, we have always gotten fourth place. We always got knocked out of state. And it's always by like just like one fish or a couple of ounces. So this year, the other boat still got fourth place, but we took home and we're going to state now.
And you're going to state. My friend, tell me what you did out there.
I had a blast with Bob. It was a wonderful experience. We caught fish almost every hour, got some teamwork fishing, throw a cast, missed it, next cast, caught it. It was wonderful. And, well, this is our first place our school has ever gotten, so I'm very proud of taking that home for us. So.
Well, they better make big announcements at the school. Is there a big trophy room? I mean, if you have to throw out a couple of football trophies or basketball, that's okay to throw them out. Just to put the fishing one in there, that's important, isn't it?
Oh, of course it's important.
Well, are they going to set something up, you think, on, you know, Monday, make some big announcements?
I think the announcements, we could set something up, maybe get the drum line to get us a nice walkout.
That would be really cool. What about, it's not a miserable day, but it was a cold, wet day, wasn't it?
It's pretty cold and wet. It started raining around like 1 p.m. Other than that, it was kind of calm day, really, like four mile an hour winds.
And what were the baits that you were using?
All 7 hours, black and blue chatterbait works the dreams in this lake.
Black and blue chatterbaits. Any special depths? 2 foot, 3 foot, 5 foot?
Like 1 to 2. 1.8, yeah, 1.8 feet.
We were sitting in about maybe 1.8 to 2 feet of water, casting up into the shallows on some mud flats and just reeling it in, and that's how we caught all our fish.
Wow. You probably got your trolling motor stuck in the mud.
We're in a John boat, so it was really easy to lift up the motor and just kind of like move it and get off. And we also had a push pull to get out of some places. But yeah, we did fine.
You know, you just said something that a lot of people, I hope they heard it. You did this from a John boat. You don't need a $50,000 boat to catch fish, right?
So yeah, we were in a 15-foot John boat with a ratchet-strapped cooler, and we were against some $80,000 Phoenix bass boats, and we took the victory.
Now, I don't mean it in a negative aspect, but kind of made the victory sweeter.
Oh, of course, it does. Makes it a lot sweeter.
Makes it a lot sweeter. Coach Jeff Baker, my friend, first time winning first place. How do you feel for your team?
These guys were, laser focused all day. Like everything that they were talking about was like what they were doing, where they were throwing, what was hitting. It was so much fun to be part of this. The guys just, they led it all. You know, when they say like it's a student driven sport, this is 100%. These guys own the victory just themselves.
How long have you been coach for the team?
This is day one.
Day one? You got to be kidding me.
Nope. I stepped in because one of our colleagues couldn't make it today. So I stepped in, and this is it.
You guys throwing the other guy out and keeping him?
I think he broke the curse. That's what it is.
You broke the curse, Jeff. Well, that's good. You got to sit back and see that. You said it was student-run activity. It's a student-run program. I mean, it's got to bring, even though this was your first day doing this, it's got to bring pride to you and the other coaches and stuff and the parents of all these kids to show that kids in the high school can be part of this.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I know we're on the water floating, but I was telling the parents, I was like, these guys were actually like floating above the water all day. They just had such a blast. It was really, really a great day.
Now, where's the school at again?
John Hersey High School is in Arlington Heights, Illinois.
And that's where, are there a lot more other kids in the team besides these two?
There's quite a few kids out for the club overall. So they do a bass fishing club in addition. Then these guys are the ones that kind of rise to the top to make this part of the team aspect. But yeah, there's about, 20 kids?
Yeah, boys and girls.
Boys and girls involved in the program, yep.
Well, trust me, my mama taught me how to fish, and she could outfish most men I ever met. You know, she did that. Well, I mean, I just think that this is absolutely fantastic. I got to go back to the boys on this one. All right, get back over here. Is there anybody, this is the opportunity that you want to say thank you to that has helped you in your career to this point?
I'd like to thank my dad for, you know, just kind of taking me fishing since I was like a really young kid and fishing with me throughout my career. And we fished a lot on Busty the last 3 years. So when our sectional tournament got moved to here from the chain, it was like, this is it. This is the time I could shine.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I would rather be fishing here than the chain. What year are you in, by the way?
I'm a senior.
So where are you going to be going next year?
Iowa State.
You know, I think there's a fishing team at Iowa State.
I do think there's a fishing team at Iowa State. I've already looked into that.
Good man, good man. What about you, my friend?
Well, I'd like to thank my dad personally. Me and him, more of a muskie fisherman, but sometimes you got to take it back for the smaller species. And, like, well, in this case, it worked great. And, you know, we go to Canada almost every year, so it's like, nice little change, but I think I like the smaller lakes nearby. It's just closer to home, feels like home, and then we're bringing home a trophy, so that's here right. We are.
Hey, by the way, you know, there is a high school muskie tournament.
I don't know. I'll have to look into that.
You need to look it up. Check out the Illini Muskie Association. There's a high school muskie tournament that they do throughout Illinois. You may want to check that out since you're a muskie fisherman. Not first, because you're first the bass fisherman today, of course. But, you know, I know, and everything else is bait, right?
Yep.
Well, congratulations to you two guys. You did a great job. Coach, for the first day of your life, how are you going to do this next time?
I don't know. Just keep following their direction, right? I'm here for the ride. It was one great day of a ride.
I'm the chauffeur, and I help with the boat.
Exactly.
Congratulations to you, the team. And the high school. You did a great job, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. We had to change the date for the Constellation Fishing for a Cure fishing tournament, that big charity tournament that we come to every year. That's right, because of weather concerns. But on May 22nd, mark that down, we will be celebrating 20 years of Fishing for the Cure, hosted by Constellation Power at Braidwood Lake in Braidwood, Illinois. Since 2002, we have raised over $700,000, and every penny of that is raised goes to the charities. Constellation, a great company, picks up all the expenses because it believes in the community and its employees and the families that are working together to help those in need. We know that fishermen have the biggest hearts, and this year we are helping Advocate Children's Hospital, and we are going to buy them a virtual reality program and other entertainment items for the Children's Hospital wing. Staying in the hospital is stressful for us adults. Can you imagine what it's like for a kid in the hospital? And heaven forbid if it was one of your children. Please help us help them. This is the biggest charity of tournament that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. And Constellation guarantees $10,000 prize money. And that means the winner will get $4,000, second place $2,500, third place $1,000, and they pay out to the top 10 spots. Takeoff is at 6:30 in the morning. There will be food and drink after, also shirts, silent raffles, and more. So don't wait for the last minute, because we do cut off the field at 100 boats. For more information, contact Brent Nauman at 309-433-6894, or you can email him at brett.nauman, N-A-U-M-A-N, at constellation.com. From my heart to yours, please sign up and let's get these kids what they need to make their hospital stay better and get home with their families faster, and let's all go fishing for a cure at Braidwood Lake. You can also email me at Chauncey's with an S, outdoors with an S, at AOL.com for the entry forms and any questions that you may have. Look forward to hearing from you, but more important, I look forward to seeing you there. Waterworks is ready to get you on the water this spring with a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by a Mercury outboard. But they also have fun, certified used boats that are in great shape. Need to repower? Try a new fuel-efficient Mercury outboard and your boat will feel like it's brand new. Waterworks has everything for your boating fun. You can order and have it shipped to you from parts, accessories, oil, or a new Mercury outboard. Waterworks has everything you need to be ready to go. Just call them at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course!
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know what? We had this lovely lady on the phone a couple of months ago. We have Di Warline, who is a muskie nut. That's about what the best way I can call you is. You just go crazy with muskie, don't you?
I do.
Yes, you do. Now, let's talk about, you were recently at the PMTT tournament in Cave Run, Kentucky. Tell me about it.
Yes, I was there for a week, and the tournament was last weekend on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some pretty bad weather on Sunday, but Saturday was pretty good. Some overcast clouds and stuff like that, but fishing was tough.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, there was something like 97 boats in this tournament, right?
Yes. In our tournament, there was 97, but there was two other tournaments going on as well, so Saturday was really busy.
You needed a traffic cop out there.
We did. We sure did.
Holy mackerel. Well, you know, and yes, you know, it is, you know, further south, so you would think that, you know, activity, and, you know, once again, everybody, it's muskie fishing. That doesn't mean that they're going to be jumping in the boat. You've got to work hard for them, and what are the different things that you tried to get a muskie to hit on?
Well, I started out casting, and I downsize on baits, or if you're interested in baits, I did a lot of smaller spinners.
Mm-hmm.
And some twitch baits as well.
Yeah.
And then I have a glider that I really like with a swirly tail on it. That's
Ooh.
Probably my favorite bait. I actually get calmer when I have something I can twitch across the water. So it takes my edge off when I start a tournament. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. Now, you know, like we said, you know, it's not muskies, and, you know, you'll get both sides of people. Oh, they're not that hard to catch. Well, you know, muskies can be very easy to catch, and they can be very hard to catch. And when they're getting a lot of pressure from a tournament, when they're you're hitting with multiple tournaments going on the water, these fish will kind of look up from wherever they're at in the lake and say, you know, we're just going to lay quiet for a couple days. Is that what they did?
Yes, it was pretty tough, but they were also dealing with spawn. There was a lot of muskies that were still in the spawning stages, so they were pretty shallow, kind of tight and up to cover and kind of lethargic. They weren't really aggressive on anything. The ones we've seen were very slow and came up, you know, a couple feet behind the bait or take a, like, a real lazy swipe at it, and then they just take off. We couldn't really get them to eat it. I couldn't get them to eat, and I know other people were saying the same thing.
Now, I want everybody to know, because, you know, when you're bass fishing, you normally don't see them coming. You'll see them hit a surface bait, or you don't normally see them hitting a crankbait or a spinner bait very often. But when you're musky fishing and you're using a glide bait, which means it's a bait that just kind of sits on the surface and it glides across the top, or you're, you know, working some other things, you know, or you, first of all, they're big baits. You're going to see them even if they're a foot under the water. And you see this musky swimming behind it. And it has to be one of the most frustrating things for any musky, because it's frustrating for me, that, you know, the fish comes up and maybe just kind of bumps it with his nose and turns away. I was like, you could write a book on adjectives when that happens, couldn't you?
True.
I mean, oh, I'm thinking about all these muskies that have, you know, swam up to the boat and looked at me. And I'm like, don't bite the bait, would you? You know?
Yes, and then you run out of water because your bait, you've worked it all the way back, like you're walking the dog all the way back to the boat, and then you've run out of water, and you're like, now you can just only do figure eights now, and then they just kind of swim off. So I go down and do deeper figure eights and shallow ones, speed them up, slow them down, and anything to entice them. But, yeah, it is very frustrating at times, especially when you can see them right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, when you see. Now, you said something that you thought a lot of these muskies had not spawned yet. And, I'm trying to think of where Cave Run is exactly in Kentucky.
I think it's an hour away from Lexington.
Okay.
I think it's east.
You would have thought that they would have been a little bit more ahead of the game spawning, like ours are done spawning up here. Sometimes even spawn under ice. You know, pike and muskies will at times, and people will argue with that, but trust me, I know this. It's just kind of strange that they're still holding on to their eggs and they haven't gone through the process, because, man, can you imagine if you would have caught a big female muskie full of eggs? Oh, Jesus. I'm just thinking the photos on that one, you know? Oh.
Yeah, so there were some pretty nice fish, and they were all pretty healthy and clean. So there was really a lot of nice, most of the fish that were caught were all very clean. I think there was only one with the majority of the fish, and there was 27 caught. So I think pretty much most of them were pretty much clean, and there were some really nice. They all looked really healthy and fat, almost like some of them did actually have some eggs in them.
Mm. And if they didn't have eggs, they needed to go on a diet. But
exactly. Well, we don't want that to happen.
No. We don't want that. Not when it's a fish that we're chasing, you know. Oh, my goodness gracious. But the interesting thing here was you weren't able to get your fishing partner because of, you know, restrictions. She had stuff going on. But you were out there fishing alone.
Yes.
Which I got to give you a lot of credit for that. I mean, even a lot of guys aren't going to try that, but you must have done very well. And are you allowed to troll down there too?
Yes, I ended up changing. Normally, I don't troll as much unless that's kind of a trolling bite, but normally when I fish, I like casting the most, and when you're casting, I'm only covering half as much water when you're by yourself, so I ended up trolling more than I would have normally liked to, and because I could run two lines.
Yeah.
So I ended up trolling a lot. I walked probably about 70% of the day on Saturday was trolling.
How far back do you put the baits when you troll?
They vary. Like, I was running some small deep baits, and they were divers. They really dug down. So I was only throwing those back maybe about 20 feet.
That's a lot tighter than a lot of people would think about for muskies. And the reason I ask you that, because a number of years ago I was out with Jim Sarek, and we were trolling a lake. And I was, first of all, amazed at how close the baits were to the boat. And then the speed, we were really clipping. And I was like, this is musky trolling? He goes, oh, yeah, this is how you do it. I'm like, wow, that was pretty interesting. I mean, so, you know, I learned a lot that day and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Now, everybody, we're talking with Di Warline, who is a professional musky angler. Fishes the PMTT, not just in Kentucky, but throughout the Midwest and more. What are some of the tournaments you got coming up, Di?
The next one's at Eagle River, Wisconsin, and they include also the Three Lakes chain that one. That's in June.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it's Three Rivers, Three Lakes. And then the following one after that would be on Leech Lake in Minnesota.
Ooh, you hitting some prime lakes here in a couple of weeks, aren't you?
Yes, yes. They're both going to be really exciting. I absolutely I like both of those a lot. I'm really comfortable with Eagle River. It's kind of where the type of fishing I learned how I learned to musky fish. So it feels like I'm going home every time I go to that one. And Leech Lake, I've fished a lot. My previous fishing partner that I had that I fished with for about, I don't know, it was just like somewhere around 10 to 12 years. Well, she guided up there, and so I used to go up there every year with her.
Ah, and so you learned a little bit from a local pro, huh?
I sure hope it sticks, though, but yes, I did. We used to fish the PNCT together
for a long time. That's cool. That's cool. Well, you know, Di, I want to thank you for your time about telling us how the fishing went for down at Cave Run, Kentucky, and then your up-and-coming tournaments, and you know, keep up the good work, keep us informed what's going on, and we'll keep following, I don't want to say this, but we'll keep following you across the country.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your time today, too. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, Di. We want to see some photos of the next tournament, okay?
Oh, I want to send them, believe me. So, definitely. I hope Amanda and I get a couple fish at least.
I'm sure you will.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's Di Warline, everybody. Fishes the Muskie Tournament Trail. And her fishing partner, Amanda, are the only woman team, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the only woman team fishing. So we're keeping an eye on how they're doing throughout the year. So thanks much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $95, you get 12 big issues of You Can't Beat This Deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and sitting waiting for me on the phone is the Mr. Dave Dewey from Dewey Guide Service. Dave, you do a little bit of guiding in southern Wisconsin, don't you?
Absolutely, Chauncey. Lake Geneva and Delvin are my two primary bodies of water.
Uh-huh.
But I do fish most of the lakes of Walworth County.
Oh, Walworth County. Now, I'm just kind of curious, what, you know, because I know you have your ear to the ground up there up north. And, well, it's not that far north. It's just, it's like a suburb of Chicago, just over the border there. But we had the big opener this weekend, didn't we?
Absolutely. Sure did.
What happened? What's the scoop on the poop on the Wisconsin waters?
It was pretty amazing. It wasn't, the boat launches, Delvin and Geneva, weren't as near busy as they I would have expected them to.
Mm.
I think when I launched on Saturday on Delvin, I think there was only 50 people in the parking lot, which is quite odd for an opening day. And the weather wasn't that bad.
No, no. I mean, I was in Western Michigan after the show, and it was not. I thought the weather was pretty good. I was visiting a lot of people on water in Wisconsin. So, I mean, what did you hear? I mean, were walleyes active, or were, well, pike are always active.
Last week, they had a week-long tournament, head-to-head fishing, it was called, and they were catching a ton of smallmouth on tube jigs, dragging them really slow across the bottom.
Mm.
I could see a lot of action was like by Maytake Point and the Geneva Inn down that direction and by Conference Point.
Mm.
So the smallmouth have been active. They're not... They're in big schools, but they're sporadic. So if you find a good school of fish, you're going to catch good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
On Delavan, it's more the bluegills are in about 3 to 4 feet of water, and the largemouth bass are, you know, pre-spawn cruising the spawning flats, kind of by the Highlands and Viewcrest Bay.
Mm.
So it's this week coming up, it sounds like it's going to be pretty warm, so the fishing should improve daily.
Oh, yeah. I think it should. As a matter of fact, you know, when I've been on Delavan, I've had so much fun with northern pike. And it just seems like once that those bluegills are in the shallows trying to do their thing in that area, and you can, it don't be uncommon to catch a little bluegill on a hook, and then as you're bringing it in, you only get half a bluegill.
Yep, that happens all the time. This is my favorite time of year on Delavan to catch a lot of northerns.
Mm-hmm.
I fish those. I usually anchor. I have a spot lock on my trolling motor.
Mm.
And I put that on in about 12 feet of water, and then I put a sucker or a golden shiner down about, 2 feet above the weeds. And, man, it can be hot and heavy action for a while.
Have you heard much about smallmouth?
On Delavan?
On Delavan. And, well, Geneva, you said they're running in packs, right?
Yep, packs right now. They're a few weeks away from probably about 10 days or so, I would imagine, from spawning.
Mm-hmm.
But, on Geneva, they're chasing the bait fish around, and because we have big pods of minnows in Geneva, so they're following those around.
Mm-hmm.
On Delavan, the smallmouth bass, they're there, and that bite has been improving really well the last couple years.
Mm.
I get a few every trip out, but I can't guarantee going out and saying we're going to catch smallmouth bass today.
Mm-hmm.
It's primary, Delavan's primarily largemouth bass lake.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, like you said, Geneva's, has the wolf packs of smallmouth. I know,
right.
They're called schools of fish, everybody. Don't write me email. I like the sound of packs of smallmouth, That just sounds like... And, when they go into an area, everything just scatters because they're voracious eaters, Voracious eaters. They're just going to rip everything apart.
Exactly.
The walleye
fishing on Geneva is really good right now, too.
Mm-hmm.
At night is the best time to get them. You can get them cast in the shore, probably in 6 to 7 feet with either Rapalas or like a Husky Jerk Rapala, something, some stick bait has producing a lot of action.
Hmm. Okay. And then, think as many people do it as some people talk about, but, Geneva is a really deep lake. And I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
like
even
146, I think.
Yeah, there's probably the Titanic is down there somewhere. But they go out lake trout fishing also.
Mm-hmm.
But the lake trout, everybody thinks of fishing for lake trout with the downriggers, like on Lake Michigan and stuff like that. How do they do that on Geneva?
During the summer months, that's the way I catch them. Is actually physically downriggers. I have downriggers on my boat. And
mm-hmm.
I go out right at daybreak, so I set up pretty much in the dark, and I find, that time of day, as the sun comes up, the lake trout are suspended off the bottom, which make them easier to catch,
mm-hmm.
and as the sun gets up higher, then they start dropping down and pretty hard to catch when they're tight to the bottom, and I get them, I'm fishing 108 feet of water, and usually my downriggers are at like 73 and 65, mm-hmm. I run, a double stack kind of deal.
Mm, okay, that's pretty cool.
This time of year, I've caught quite a few just fishing the main lake points with shiners and slip bobbers in 10 feet of water.
So because the water's so cool, they're moving into the shallows, and they're finding anything they could eat because, they got to keep their fat little bodies well fed. And and let me tell you, you catch a Lake Geneva lake trout, you got a fat little one out of there.
Oh, absolutely. And they're really delicious to eat.
Yes, they are. Oh, my gosh, they are. Hey, in the next, 30 to 40 days, what would you say would be the primary targets of fish to start looking for? Would it be the smallmouth, the pike, or what?
The pike are going to be pretty active on Delavan right now. Geneva, they're kind of hard to find this time of year, but Delavan, they're going to be in the weed flats probably for the next, 10 days. The largemouth bass on Delavan will probably be spawning here in the next 10 days to 14 days. Geneva is going to be about a week behind all that.
Mm-hmm.
I find that on Geneva, the largemouth bass spawn about the first week of June. The smallmouth bass, though, will spawn here in another, 10 days to 2 weeks, depending on the weather, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's all weather dependent.
Yeah. Okay.
And then after the small, after the largemouth spawn, the bluegill spawn.
And that could just be an absolute unbelievable fan. I don't care if you're 108 years old or 8 years old. You get into those bluegill in the shallows when they're in their spawning content, and you could just have so much fun, can't you?
That's the biggest they'll be all year, so that that I find. Yeah. I don't usually target them like that just because it's kind of...
But it's a lot of fun for someone, for a kid or, a more mature angler. I don't want to call him an old guy like me, but a more mature angler. to just have fun catching...
They pull hard.
Yeah, fish after fish after fish. The one last thing I want to throw at you is on Geneva, you can catch a lot of little bitty perch, right?
Correct.
Now, you're allowed to use those perch for bait because you're using them in the same water that you caught them in, correct?
Correct.
When I've done that, I have gotten an awful lot of interest in fish with a lot bigger teeth and or bodies than that perch.
that is a very good method on Geneva.
Just go into the shallows.
I've used it for years.
Yeah, go into the shallows, catch a couple of small perch. We're talking little dinks, folks. You go back out, put them on a hook, and whoa, you just better don't lay the rod down across the bow of the boat and say, yeah, I'll grab it in a second.
Exactly.
It's just going to be
strong. The thing with that is, you got to keep in mind that once you catch and keep that perch, that's part of your possession limit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just keep... it's 25 fish, so, yeah. Nobody's going to use 25 of them. A piece for bait, but it's just something to keep in mind that you keep 15 of them and you use 10 for bait, that's pretty much you're done for the day.
Oh, yeah. And just make sure they're the smaller perch because that's what the fish really like.
I like the 3 to 4 inches myself.
Dave, everyone, this is Dave Dewey from Dewey's Guide Service. If there's a phone number that someone wants to get a hold of you at to set something up.
My cell number is 262-728-8063. I do text. I do not answer my phone when I have customers in the boat. So either text me or leave a message.
Okay, that's what you call a good guy that he's concentrating on his clients, not who's calling them.
Correct.
All right. Well, Dave, thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thanks, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund & Lowe superstore, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the 7th year in a row. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan. The two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! and Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Catfish, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie. Catfish, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie.
Woke up this morning about 4:30. Who'd I see tiptoeing across my floor? My ever-loving baby with a rod in her hand, heading for the creek called Catfish Land. She yelled at me and said, "Get up, son, come along with me and let's have some fun." I grabbed my britches and along came Cole, headed for the red-hot catfish hole.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having fun. I'm having fun, so that means you should be having fun. Hey, we got a couple things we want to make sure we talk about. First of all, we're waiting for the official word from the state of Illinois DNR. They're going to be sending a biologist down to Henry's on Monday for a potential new record skipjack shad. Say that three times. It was weighed in at Henry's Sports and Bait Shop at 3130 South Canal Street on Thursday, May 12th. Mr. Travis Strickland was the angler who caught the fish, and he was very pleased when that certified scale read 2.6.5 pounds, which surpasses the old Illinois record that was taken in Will County in 2013 that weighed 2.5 pounds. Henry's Sport and Bait Shop has had numerous state records that have been brought in and weighed and certified over the years. At their store currently, they've got a really long-running standing. They've got the rainbow trout that was weighed there at 1993, the state record. Tiger muskie in 2004, the big head carp last year, 2021, and that smallmouth bass that was caught, weighed, and released in 2019. Those records are still in standing, so you catch a fish that you think is a state record or maybe a world record, bring it over to Henry's. Let him put it on a scale. You may just be surprised. Mr. Strickland said congratulations to you and to Henry's Bait Shop for handling and processing this potential new state record. I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, let's talk about the Aiden Fishin' Report. That's a very important thing we found out on this show. And this is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Call them up at 708-798-9700 and say, "Hey, thanks for sponsoring Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Aiden's Fishing Report." They'd love to hear that. Here we go. Papa, summer is coming and the bass are waiting for you and me. Okay, so let's go. That's his opening line. Dad and I moved the boat from Grand Haven. We tried a little bit of fishing. We caught a few coho between 25 and 50 feet down in 40 to 100 feet of water. We did pretty good, we thought. We lost some fish, but Dad's not that good at netting. Okay. Salmon, we heard, were caught on orange, blue, and green spoons. We just had green flies that you gave us from Captain Tony. Boats were finding yellow perch fishing really slow. We talked to the guys on the radio by Muskegon, and they said that coho salmon and chinook were starting to show up in 40 to 60 feet of water. Spoons were working best in either green, blue, or orange. No, and orange, Aiden. That's and orange. So we're excited. The guys recognized my name on the radio, and it was kind of neat to talk to them. Well, cool, Aiden. Uncle Tom and his buddies fished the St. Joe River and said pretty good salmon fishing for coho and some chinook were caught in 20 feet of water just past 150 feet of water, most on spoons and small crankbaits. The pier fishing was slow for coho, but the guys on the pier were catching lots and lots of channel catfish on night crawlers. Linda Sue and her dad fished Holland for coho fishing in 30 feet of water while using orange-colored body baits. They heard some Chinook salmon were being caught in 45 feet of water with spoons, but they didn't catch any. Lake trout were found near the bottom in 30 to 50 feet of water. Okay, Papa, see you next weekend. Maybe we could fish off the back of the boat when I see you. Looking forward. By your fishing magician, Aiden. That's cool. That's my Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Madison, Wisconsin. I'm sorry, Michigan. The Department of Natural Resources received confirmation last week that three wild red fox kits were tested positive for a strain of that highly pathogenic avian influenza that is currently affecting domestic and wild bird populations in North America. These are the first cases of that have been found in Michigan, these three kits. They're in three different counties. If you ever see an animal that is not acting right, whether it's walking in circles and circles or not being able to stand or they're jerking their body, don't walk up to it. Try to get a hold of a biologist or a conservation officer and tell them where you are, tell them what you see, and let them handle it, okay? It's very, very important. On Thursday, the meeting of the Michigan Department of Natural Resource Commission was talking about the lake trout and splake in Lake Huron, and effective immediately, the chain affects only the lake trout in the management unit MH1 in Lake Huron, which includes the major parts of Detour, Cedarville, St. Ignatz, and a couple of others. The regulation states the daily possession limit will include up to two lake trout and splake in any combination. Apparently, there were too many lake trout were caught by the they overexceeded the 20% population take that they were allowed to last year, so they had to pull back a little bit on that. Let's not forget that. Let's talk about fishing in the other areas. Let's talk about fishing in other places. Okay. First of all, oh, man, Lake Michigan. Those cohos are going crazy. Up by Winthrop Harbor, Captain Tony says, Chauncey, he's spanking them. He's spanking them salmon. Oh, my goodness gracious. He goes, they're doing real good. As a matter of fact, I'm supposed to be going out with them in about 2 weeks. I hope those fish are all, he's piling them up for me because that'll be a lot of fun. But they're using green flies behind dipsy divers. Some are going on downriggers, and they're doing very well. Exceptionally well. Some shore anglers are heard putting some spawn or night crawlers 4 to 6 feet down under the bobber and letting it float out there from the shoreline and picking them up. Power liners are doing okay. They're not as hot as it was, but they're still catching some fish. If you're looking to get a hold of Captain Tony, give him a call at 847-838-2037. Indiana waters, fish have pulled off the shoreline, but they're still getting good numbers of them. They really are. They're getting good numbers of coho, which has a lot of people very excited and active to go out there and find them. They're still using flies on dodgers behind a dipsy diver, J9 Rapellas, and some small spoons and picking up fish there. Water temperature has to be perfect this weekend for those crappie. I would say the catfish crappie and maybe even the largemouth bass should be pretty excited along that 154 bridge and work on the shoreline. Those plastic baits and 3 feet of water, getting the bass really excited. So you can find a lot of stuff around the bridges and the rocks along the shoreline structure. But those crappies are taking anything from small jigs to jigging minnows and just working those areas. Find those fish cribs at wrenlake.com. That's who sponsors our Wren Lake Area Report, our Wren Lake Area friends at the Tourism Bureau at wrenlake.com. And you can get more information on where to stay, where to go, where to eat, and go get some of that great orange sherbet that I like. 1/8 and 3/16 ounce orange and white and black jig heads are taking those fish yet, and they're doing very, very, very well. Well, after this weekend of watching all the fish being caught by the high schools in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County, we got a lot of good bass fishing. If you aren't not catching the bass, you need to ante up your bass fishing skills, because these young anglers, I was seeing, you know, 5 fish, 2 pounds, couple of 3-pounders, a lot of, you know, 1 3/4 pound fish, all fat and healthy. So get out there, try it. Crappie activity is kicking in on Tampere Lake and some of the other areas. You're seeing northern pike at the South Pool at Bussey, as well as along the lakes along the Indiana-Illinois border in the Forest Preserve. So don't pass that up. Hey, this weekend is the big Challenge of the Chain with the Fox River Valley Tournament. I'll be emceeing that later on this evening. I'm excited about that, and we're going to show you some huge numbers, and I hope I can get some of the photos of the fish, because the chain is becoming a hotbed for musky fishing. Small baits for those bluegills and crappie, and we're going to be coming real close to those bluegills just being so active in the shoreline trying to spawn. You could take a kid or an adult or whoever, and if you've never caught a fish, they'll catch hundreds of them. It is so much fun. Hey, this May 22nd, next Sunday, is the Braidwood Lake Fishing for a Cure. That's right. Braidwood Lake's being sponsored by Constellation Fishing for a Cure. All the money we raise is going to be going to the Advocates Children's Hospital. And you know what? There's $10,000 guaranteed. First place is going to win $4,000. If you didn't get your registration forms in, you can ask me for one, or just make sure you bring $150 to register on the dock, South Ramps. Get there early. Tournament starts at 6:30, so get there at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to make sure you get all signed up. But go online to get that information about it, or I can send you the information just by sending your email address to Chauncey's Outdoors, Chauncey's with an S, Outdoors with an S, and you too could be bringing back some big, big money from the Fishing for a Cure. And we're over $750,000. Let's make it more. Oh, the flute's playing over me. Oh, must be that time of the show. Well, I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one, I think, is a very, very cool one. It covers so much of the area and so many things. And I thought about it when I was out looking at stars. And it says, it's from Chief Dan George. May the stars carry your sadness away. May the flowers fill your heart with beauty. May hope forever wipe away your tears. And above all, may silence make you strong. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's really cool. Hey, remember that. Come on out to Braidwood Lake, May 22nd, Sunday. Not this Sunday, the following Sunday. And let's get out there. Let's catch some fish. Let's make some money. And let's give a lot of support to the kids' hospitals, the Advocate Children's Hospital there. And we want to make sure those kids get out of the hospital faster. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.